This otherwise bustling city centre in Rawalpindi is giving a deserted look as traders have shut down their businesses to protest against the long power outages. Normal life has virtually come to a halt in Pakistan's largest province, Punjab, due to crippling strike against the ongoing energy crisis. Pakistan is currently in the midst of severe energy shortages, with many parts of the country receiving only a few hours of electricity a day during the sweltering summer season.
Next, jo hamara mission hai, wo inshallah awane sadar aur parliament ke paas hai.
We have shut down our business to record our protest against long power outages. We appeal to the government to resolve this issue. Otherwise, we will march towards the offices of the President and Prime Minister.
Riots have broken out in many parts of the country's Punjab province, which is controlled by the opposition. Angry protesters have attacked and torched public offices and a lawmaker's house in some cities. In his first address to the parliament after getting elected as the country's prime minister, Raja Parvez Ashraf said addressing the energy crisis would be his first priority.
Kuch masail abhi hal talab hain. Inme berozgari, mehngai aur tawanai ka bohran shamil hain.
The office I have been elected to is sacred and respectable for me, and I will endeavor to come up to the expectation of my people. Serious efforts will be made to overcome the energy crisis.
Prime Minister Ashraf was once in charge of water and power sector and was accused of receiving kickbacks in the rental power projects, a charge he strongly denies. Experts attribute the problem to years of underinvestment and bad management in the energy sector.
The newly elected Prime Minister has chaired a high-level meeting on how to overcome the energy shortages. But many people in the country are skeptical that a man who was largely held responsible for the ongoing crisis will be able to address the problem. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.